Good Monday. Today is March the 31st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, today is a big report day from the USDA. At noon, they will release reports. Both the USDA's prospective plantings and quarterly grain reports will serve to give an early look into production potential for spring planted crops, while also accounting for inventory that's still on hand from 2024. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, coming up, the USDA will release two major reports out to the market at 11 a.m. Central Time. That's noon here. The Prospective Plantings Report and Quarterly Grain Stocks Report will serve to give a very early look into the production potential for spring-planted crops, while also accounting for inventory still on hand from 2024. Now, perhaps no USDA release garners more speculation than that annual prospective plantings report, and as a result, the day also carries an increased chance of volatile price action. Over the past five releases, nearby corn futures have averaged 12-cent moves higher the day of the release, including a 16-cent gain following last year's bullish surprise, which estimated corn acres about 2 million lower than they were on average trade guesses. For soybeans, the report has proven even more volatile, with the 72-cent gain following 2021's report and a 50-cent drop following the 22 report. Now, on Monday, the Dow Jones pre-report survey of 18 analysts is calling for 94.2 million acres of corn to be planted this spring. That's up from 90.6 in 2024 and in line with the 94 million acres, which was unveiled in the Ag Outlook Forum last month. For soybeans, 83.3 million acres are expected. Again, this is in line with the USDA's outlook early estimates. Now, for wheat acreage, the Dow Jones survey is expecting 46.4 million acres between all the varieties. That's just over 300,000 more acres than it was in 2024. And by category, the allocation is expected to be 33.9 million acres of winter wheat, 10.5 of spring wheat, and 2.1 million acres of durum. Now, USDA estimates winter wheat acres at 34.1 million acres. That was back in the January seeding report. So there is expected to be a slight decrease there. Lastly, for cotton acres, the Dow Jones survey does not include analyst estimates, but USDA projected 25 acres at 10 million acres during the February Outlook Forum. Also in February, the National Cotton Council of America estimated the 2025 acreage at 9.6 million acres. So depending on the forecast, an 11% to 14% decrease in cotton acres from 24 is expected due to lower demand and lower prices through the 2024-25 marketing year. Also set to be released on Monday, the grain stocks report may be overshadowed this time around by the often more touted plantings estimates. However, this report will offer the market a great deal of perspective on grain supplies in the U.S. as well as demand during the most recent quarter of the marketing season. Corn demand continued to be strong through the second quarter of the marketing year, that being December through February, led by a very strong export pace. And based on weekly Foreign Ag Service data, we can reasonably estimate exports during this quarter north of 650 million bushels, among the latest quarterly export performances on record, if that's true. They also expect ethanol usage for the period to have amounted to approximately 1.37 billion bushels of corn. Now, the most difficult category to estimate is feed and residual use, primarily due to the tricky residual component. However, they have estimated, based on historical use patterns and the current USDA estimates for the grain-consuming animal units, that this category should account for around 1.6 billion bushels of corn usage for December through February. For soybeans, the Dow Jones survey is calling for a 2.7% increase on the March 1st stocks to 1.895 billion bushels in Monday's release, and this implies the second quarter disappearance of soy of 1.205 billion bushels from that 3.1 billion bushels of stock that was reported on December 1st. Again, one of the strongest demand figures for the second quarter, if it's accurate. Now, we know from weekly USDA FAS data, exports were likely near 509 million bushels over that period. Meanwhile, crush demand kept a record pace, which using the NOPA data for February, we can estimate to have about a 619 million bushels through the quarter. Similar to corn, the tricky element of the equation is to predict seed and residual usage. And without getting too deep into the historical USDA protocols for handling soybean residual usage, it's guessed that the USDA will make a correction in the second quarter for a typical stout seed and residual estimate for the first quarter. Now for wheat stocks, recall that the marketing year for the wheat runs from June to May, so the period of interest for wheat is the third quarter. Dow Jones is estimating on average for there to be a 1.22 billion bushel of wheat stocks on hand as of March 1st. That's a 12% increase over 2024 if true, and this implies a usage over the quarter of 350 million bushels. We know from FAS data that the wheat export shipments over the quarter were likely to be near 165 million bushels, and wheat usage through food typically allows an alternating up and down pattern for the second through the fourth quarters, and given the 249 million bushels used in the second quarter, an estimate of around 240 million bushels for the third quarter would be a fair assumption. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to stay on the topic of reports and take a look at how lower placements of cattle in feedlots for the month of February actually factored into the USDA's latest look at cattle inventory. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
USDA's March cattle on feed reports show another year-over-year decrease in cattle inventory in feedlots.
In feedlots with greater than 1,000 head, there was 11.58 million head of cattle. That's 2% lower than March 1st of last year.
So USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell, where do we begin regarding breakdown of this latest report?
The biggest thing to note was the number of placements during the month of February, 18% lower than a year ago.
The specifics on placements include:
during the month of February, there is 1.55 million head of cattle placed into feedlots.
Yet McConnell says one thing to keep in mind with that placement tally:
February of 2024, we actually had a relatively high placement number. A lot of that was driven by the fact that we had some pretty strong winter storms in January of 2024.
As for the why behind lower placements year over year:
we have smaller cattle inventories than what we did last year, as reported by the January cattle report released by NAS. The other thing to keep in mind is we actually have been seeing many fewer cattle imported, particularly from Mexico.
He says with protocols in place to prevent new world screwworm from entering the U.S. from Mexico via live cattle,
with fewer cattle coming into the United States from Mexico, that kind of further diminishes the pool of available feeder animals that are available in the United States, which also might be putting some downward pressure on the placement numbers through the first couple months of the year.
In terms of marketings from feedlots per the March Cattle on Feed report:
during the month of February, there was 1.63 head of cattle marketed out of feedlots. That was 9% lower than a year ago. However, if you take into account that this month we had one fewer slaughter day than last month, it was only about 4% lower than the previous year.
McConnell comments on what appears to be a slow pace for marketings.
That's been reflected in the fact that we've had really high fed steer and fed cattle prices. So we've seen slaughter levels relatively lower in the first part of the year thus far. That's been offset a little bit on the beef production side by higher weights. So cattle that have been in feedlots have been in there for a longer period of time, and we're seeing that reflected in the dress weights for the animals that are being processed into beef.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.